Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Why are there so many ostriches?
Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome out to the first prototype of 2018. I am your host, Mike the Birdman Dog, from ThisWeekInGeek.net, but I am not alone as I travel down the expectations of what I expect from the gaming year. I am joined with...
me, Alex.
Mr. Christopher.
You, Lee. Woohoo! That's right, guys. This is the first prototype of the year, and we're going to be talking about something unique today because we haven't done a prototype in quite some time. You may be wondering what's happened to my other co-host, Jamie JJ Johnston. He's just a busy guy, so I've recruited the new Twig crew to help.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Help me talk about gaming.
He's dead, right?
I don't think so.
I know that.
No?
He's
dead. I don't think Jamie's dead. I hope not.
Let's keep going.
I miss that guy. But anyway, yeah, we're going to talk about our expectations for the upcoming gaming year, kind of what's going to happen and what we expect from the year ahead. Is it going to be good? Is it going to suck? Sort of our speculations, predictions, and maybe some stuff that'll be coming out in the next month or so, if it's going to be any good or not. So I guess we'll start with me. What do I expect? February is an interesting month for gaming. You either get a bunch of really kick-ass titles. I'm pretty sure Metal Gear Revengeance came out in February, which was unexpected. Resident Evils have come out around this time because it's the end of the financial quarter. Mass Effect came out around this time last year, although it was in March. So this is the time of year you want to buff up your portfolio, finish really strong. And this February, the only game I kind of give a shit about is Secret of Mana, and it's a remake, so I don't know whether I care enough to get it or not. Outside of that, I don't know what else is coming out this month that I really care about.
I've got a few. There's Bayonetta. It's a remake. It's a re-release, and with upscaled graphics and whatnot. But I'm happy for it because I did not have a Wii U like 99% of gamers out there.
Yeah.
So for me, this is great because I got the two games because it was the pre-order bundle. There's The Longest 5 Minutes. That's the
indie RPG. That looks cool.
I showed Michael earlier. That I've got pre-ordered. That comes out on Tuesday or Wednesday. I think it's Tuesday. When is new release day? I can't remember anymore.
It's Tuesday. It's also Friday and occasionally Sunday.
Because I order 99% of my stuff on Amazon and sometimes I get that like a day or two early. So, because they just ship it, you know, day priority.
Yeah.
So, there is no release day for me anymore. That, other than that, there's The Secret of Mana, which is, I believe, as a physical exclusive at GameStop and EB Games in Canada. Which is, and it's cheap, so it's fine. Like, it's I think the $49 price range. So I'm interested in that. But again, it's a lot of remakes. As far as new titles go, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's a big title coming out that's on my radar.
There's nothing that's really blown up my skirt. Like, there's nothing that says, hey, buy me this month.
There were things that were supposed to come out, I think, that have been pushed back a little bit.
Like, Ni No Kuni was supposed to come out in January.
Yeah, and wasn't... Wasn't this when
this,
Anthem
this
was supposed to come out?
This was supposed to be the Anthem month. It was also supposed to be the month of Far Cry 5. Far Cry 5 was pushed back.
That's
the
what
end
it
of
was.
March.
And Anthem was pushed back to 2019. That's
yes.
a big push.
That's a big pushback, yeah.
I think Final Fantasy 15 Royal Edition coming out?
The Royal Edition is coming out, yes.
Which is really, it's a good value.
Yeah.
So.
Which, if you wonder why Lee has so much inside knowledge, he works at a retail establishment which specializes in video games.
Yay.
To which shall remain nameless.
looks like Final Fantasy Royal Edition is March 6th, so that's right around the corner.
That's close.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. One of my biggest ones for this month is Kingdom Come Deliverance, because it's a brand new studio putting out their first game. So I'd like to just kind of see how it goes. It's not like set in a fantasy environment, set in completely in our universe. So
that's the Eastern European one.
It's an Eastern European one, yeah. It looks really good. I think it's going to be a sleeper hit.
That's the one where they showed off the big deal was the realistic sword fighting physics.
Yes.
So every weapon has a weight to it, and
yeah.
it can depend on how.
So For Honor, but it works.
For Honor mixed with Bushido Blade? Remember that fighting game?
Oh, yeah. I love that
game.
If
you cut somebody's arm, it stops working sort of thing?
You know, the way I used to play that game is me and whoever I was playing against, we'd always throw each other's knives at each other. And it was always who was the quickest on the draw. And, many sword fights never got the sword fight. It was always, yep, throw him a knife at you.
I feel like this first fiscal quarter is going to be about the remakes and the remasters. Shadow of the Colossus just came out. You got the second Ni No Kuni right around the corner. You've got it's a bunch of sequels. Assassin's Creed Rogue is being remastered for the PS4,
which I'm really looking forward to. Fantastically underrated game.
So I think that's kind of what the first quarter is going to be. So we're going to see a lot of remakes, reimaginings.
Yeah, for RTS fans, for example, Age of Empires Definitive Edition is coming out a little later this month. It was an RTS I played even before I played StarCraft and Brood War and all that. Still terrible at them, but I had so much fun just playing for hours, and you just get so enveloped in games like that. And it'll be nice to see it kind of brought into today's computers.
Dynasty Warriors, if that's your jam.
Dynasty Warriors.
Doesn't Hyrule Warriors come out in March?
Hyrule Warriors, I don't think that's March, right? I'll check that quick.
Oh, yeah, Metal Gear, which...
Metal Gear Survive.
Before you said it, isn't it... I haven't looked much into it, but isn't it supposed to just be like that Yakuza... was the Yakuza Zombies game that came out on the PS3?
It's Metal Gear with zombies.
It was built in that engine, but... It was built in the Yakuza engine, but it was just a survival horror. So I think it's the same idea.
It kind of is. Supposedly it ties into the Metal Gear timeline somehow, but I bloody well hope not. But it's not Hideo Kojima behind it, so I give less of a shit. And Konami's gone to crap. The last time they had a really good game was Phantom Pain. If I'm wrong, well... Mike at thisweekingeek.net, if you think I'm wrong, definitely send me an email. I always read everything. I can't imagine Metal Gear selling well, because there was such the controversy how Konami treated Hideo at the Video Game Awards. They wouldn't let him attend. And that hasn't left the minds of gamers. That's still a relatively fresh wound. Like, even we're about 2 years out, and I know...
No, it's a fresh wound in his mind, too.
Because he's like, fuck you guys.
He goes and attacks Konami at every
chance. As well he should.
Yeah.
Like, that was an unceremonious fuck you.
Oh, absolutely, no. I'm not saying that they don't deserve it.
Oh, God, no. Which sucks, because Konami before, at least from the PR side of it, I knew a lot of really good people there, but they're not the people making the decisions. They're not the people behind the games themselves. They're just completely out of touch. If you're telling me a pachinko machine is going to be more profitable than your most iconic franchises... Like, come on, man.
So, looking up the release schedule for February, there are only... Now, there's going to be indie titles that we can't see or things that pop up on Steam, but as far as console releases, there are a total of 2 titles released the entire month that aren't remakes, sequels, or remasters.
Yeah.
That is The Longest 5 Minutes I talked about, which is a Switch exclusive, or Switch and Switch and Vita.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Steam,
that's Vita.
But
yeah.
The only physical copy you're going to be able to get is the Switch version, obviously. Yeah. That and Kingdom Come.
Yeah.
That's it. Those are the only two titles that are not, that are new
sequels
properties.
Sequels or remakes or reimaginings.
So you've got one that's like a indie title that's, it looks like a AAA title, but they don't have the budget, obviously, to market it as a AAA title.
Right.
And you've got an indie title that NAS America is releasing.
Yeah.
So that's it. February is the dump month, essentially, with all, but not that they're bad games. But it's going to be a lot of remakes, and in my mind, if it's released on the Switch and it was something that was on the Wii U, it's a new title,
right?
Because nobody played it.
Which is something to actually kind of talk about. I know recently data was revealed that the Switch has outsold the Wii U during its entire lifetime, and the Switch Switch is just coming up on its year, right?
March 2nd.
March 3rd.
Third.
I want to say it was 03, 03, 17.
Something like that. I know Zelda was the first game.
I picked mine up, I think, on the second.
I know I had a pre-order in January and had to cancel it.
I'm Googling it.
Well, regardless...
I thought it was the second.
Yeah, regardless, it's been just a little bit under a year, and already the Switch is outperforming the Wii U. Not that the Wii U really set a very high bar, but for the Switch to have done this well, this soon, this fast is impressive.
And the Switch is finally starting to get some must-have games.
I'm frankly not surprised, though. I think the thing is that Nintendo repaired a lot of relationships with third-party companies, which allowed them to kind of corner a market that they had lost dramatically with the Wii U. You know, the last 3 years of the Wii U's life, it was practically just Nintendo and Ubisoft titles that were coming out.
Yep.
That was it.
And you get the occasional... I was going to say, even something that was critically acclaimed, like Tokyo Mirage Sessions.
Yeah.
It's an Atlas title, but it was published by Nintendo themselves.
Exactly. And not only did they repair relationships, they also made new ones. Bethesda has put all mm-hmm. their weight behind putting some of their big hits
like
on
Doom, Wolfenstein,
Doom,
Skyrim.
I'm hoping to see potentially Fallout make its way to the Switch, mm-hmm. and the reason being is I think it might just be an agreement maybe that they have with Microsoft. Microsoft and Bethesda tend to be like partners in exclusivity for a little while. So I also want to kind of see Fallout on the PSVR as well, but it's on the Vive right now. Yeah. So
I would, I'd love to see an Elder Scrolls collection on the Switch and other systems. Morrowind and Oblivion.
It's quickly becoming the RPG system, sort of as the PS4 has been.
Yeah.
And if they start getting people, let's say like Focus Home Interactive, that do a lot of the European RPGs, mm-hmm. we're not going to get a CD Projekt Red game on there because it just will not. You're not getting Witcher or Cyberpunk. It just can't handle it. Let's be real.
Yeah.
And they would not. CD Projekt Red would not put it out if it wasn't going to run at least at 60 frames.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, so, it has to look a certain way. There has to be a certain expectation.
But there are a lot of titles I was showing Michael earlier with Focus on what they're publishing. Mm-hmm. A lot of titles like Vampire coming out.
Yeah.
There are things that can be scaled to run at 720p just fine, or. Things from, was it Spiders is the company, I think, that did Mars Warlogs, they did Technomancer, things like that. There's nothing like that that couldn't run on the Switch. Those games that, you know, they run on a common engine like the Unreal Engine, which is, that's a big thing too.
Yeah.
The two or three of the engines that they are officially supporting that they're giving SDKs for out are very common.
Yeah.
And second of all, this, a lot of the games that are coming out from indie companies are a lot easier to port because the Nintendo Switch is just a Google Pixel C.
Yeah.
Just with a lower res screen and a larger battery.
Yep.
That's and 1 extra gig of RAM. They upped it from 3 to 4, I think it was. Or whatever. It's 1 extra gig of RAM.
Yeah.
So you're getting hardware that is readily available. It's based on the fastest Android tablet out there. It's not running Android. But the code is almost similar enough that you can just port your games.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised that we're not getting the Secret of Mana on that system, because Secret of Mana already works. It was made for mobile.
Yeah.
And they already got the, I think it was it the remake, or did they get the remake of Final Fantasy Adventure? Maybe not.
No.
Because they're getting in Japan, maybe. But like they've got like Romancing Saga. Like they got a lot of titles that were made for mobile.
Yeah.
That are coming out on it, but they're not crappy. They're actually working.
I think that it's a good thing that the Switch is so enticing to indie gamers and indie developers, because it's easy to develop for. You can use those engines that you mentioned, Unreal, and
I think they said they could get the Frostbite to work on there.
From what I understand, they can.
And Unity being the main
easy
one to program for.
I think another reason why the Switch is so popular is because when it launched and during the most recent Direct, they announced things that people wanted at home and on the go. They announced, like Pokemon Company announced that there will be a mainstream Pokemon game, like what the handheld versions that you can play on your TV or on the go, which is a wet dream to anyone who has been playing the franchise for as long as some of us have, you know, right back.
20 plus years.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, we're talking grade 5, grade 6. Parents getting mad at me for taking my Game Boy to school.
Exactly. Or Game Boys were banned at school. That sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, since Pokemon has become the largest, monster collection game franchise in history, there's no reason why they can't do a console one. Me personally, I was kind of hoping for a Pokemon Stadium 3. I think it's been far, far too long.
It's not too late.
Since Pokemon Stadium, it's been 18 years since
I want
the
Pokemon
last one.
Snap, too.
Absolutely.
Pokemon Snap would be amazing on the Switch.
But they didn't put a camera on it.
They
didn't.
Pokemon Snap should be on a mobile phone.
But I think they could do some good things with it.
Even with just the HD rumble on the Joy-Cons would be enough to do something in the game. You just won't get an augmented reality experience without
they
a camera.
They can do Hey You Pikachu.
They could do Hey You Pikachu.
Oh, wait, but that would require that a headset work with it.
Oh, Nintendo.
Oh, boy.
So, I guess, what else do you guys want to see this year? Because we got pretty big titles. We got Red Dead 2 coming out this year.
Still on the Switch, I am looking forward to Dark Souls Remastered. I am a huge fan of the Dark Souls series.
I don't get it, man.
No.
I love them.
Explain what the appeal is.
I can't put myself to that.
And I'm not just going to say that I love it because it's hard. That's not really what it's about. It pulled people in because it said it was going to be challenging like old school games are. And it is challenging like that. But there's a community that builds around the games, and just this feeling of the dark environment, and you're going through and you're building yourself and challenging and conquering these things. It actually helps a lot of people that have issues like depression. You can kind of relate to the feeling of helplessness in the game, and as your character expands and grows and defeats things, you can kind of reflect that in yourself. And so it can help you out of some dark places by it being dark and putting yourself into that other environment.
See, I think that game would accomplish the opposite for you. It would put me in a dark and depressed
place. It's all about your attitude as well. Yes, it can get infuriating at times, but it's never unfair. You can always learn. Every time you die is because you did something wrong. You never die because the game is bugged.
I want to break my controller and break everything around me.
There's very few exceptions. Dark Souls has a couple. The original Dark Souls has a couple of exceptions to the game not ever really being broken or unfair. There's a couple of poorly designed areas in the game that end up
taking advantage of you.
They're not as well designed. There's a lot of care taken in most of the game, and a couple of areas. The Bed of Chaos, for anyone who knows the Dark Souls series, terrible boss fight design. But otherwise, every time you die is your fault. It's not the game's fault. It's not something, oh, that's bullshit. No, it's you can learn from that. You can improve, and you don't have to just get pissed off at the game. You can just piss off at yourself and then conquer yourself, and you're good.
But I just want to use Game Genie codes.
I'm sure you can do that once everything... You can do mods on the PC now.
I'm more of a story person in the game than I am.
Gameplay.
The story is very subtle as well. It's not really something that shoves it in your face, but there is story to discover. That's another appeal to it. Once you get into the game and you're beyond the difficulty curve, you can dive into the story and there's actually something to discover there.
What I want is for them to revisit... I want Nintendo to revisit maybe franchises or games that we forgot about. They've already sort of done that. Like this Mario Odyssey felt like Mario 64 to me. That amount of wonder and excitement.
I just finished it.
Give me... I don't know, give me something, pull up something strange that was an exclusive that...
You know what would be cool?
An Illusion of Gaia.
Yeah. Give me Mischief Makers.
Oh my god, yes.
Or bring back Star Tropics.
Because Star Tropics, yes, but I'm thinking, if something that could play well on that screen, give me a remastered version of that. Or just give me Virtual Console
Yeah, that works.
With the buttons, there's there enough buttons
there's
for that?
Way more than enough buttons.
More than enough buttons, you can map it the way you need to map it, because you got the triggers you can do for different whatever. You could map it a certain way. And I would say, Mischief Makers, give me some N64 stuff. Give me a... I don't think we're getting an F-Zero.
No.
I'd love to buy Super Mario RPG for the 8th time.
Well, don't give me... Give me a remake of Super Mario RPG remade.
Yeah, okay.
Give me
a remastered...
Give me... I don't know.
There's spiritual successors out the ass.
They're doing all these remakes of Secret of Mana and stuff. Give me a that style 3D. Doesn't have to be crazy high graphics. Give me a Chrono Trigger done that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chrono
absolutely.
Cross.
Just done in that style of the new Secret of Mana.
Here's my game that I'm looking forward to first quarter. Far Cry 5.
That looks awesome.
The reason being is that it's going to have full online co-op.
For main mission?
For main mission, open world, online co-op.
Wow.
At least it's going to
do the Wildlands thing,
but
good.
I would hate to see it not look like that, but the way it's been advertised by Ubisoft is it's full open world. You can play with your friend and he doesn't have to be in the room with you. So, like, you know, I've got so much of this lined up. And, you know, I want to be in a plane above and I want my friend down on the ground in a Jeep and I want to go, you know.
Just teabag him from space.
But I'm super excited about the underlying political tones of it too. Like, you know, it's all about it's all about Trump's America.
So they're basically taking Ghost Recon Wildlands and making it actually have a story.
Exactly.
And if you pre-order, don't you get the remastered version of Far Cry 3 now?
I don't remember seeing that, but I'm gonna have to look into that.
It's either the digital deluxe or the one that comes with the season's pass.
I'll have to take a look into that.
There was a trailer really, like a couple days ago.
But like that's what I'm excited the most about. I loved Far Cry 4. I've actually never played any of the other Far Crys except for
Blood Dragon was mine.
Far Cry Vengeance for the Wii, which had the most awful controls.
I played the original.
Yeah.
And I played the fourth one where you could just sit there for 20 minutes and then the game's over?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I played that once at a friend's house.
But as we were talking about games that we'd like to see, franchises that we'd like to see come back or remastered or anything like that, there was a game by Camelot that was on the Game Boy Advance called Golden Sun.
Yeah, I remember that one.
The first two games were the best.
Spooge worthy.
They were just out of this world, great content for a system that really you wouldn't expect a lot out of, but the music, the characters were so memorable. It had a third one that was just bad. Like, they tried to add too much
and change too much.
It was on the DS. It was called Golden Sun, The Lost Age, and it just did not capture the charm of the first two at all. But if they could rewrite it and remake it and do it on the Switch or the 3DS even, I would be so down for another entry in that franchise. It was just transcendent.
That's another question. Actually, just a question for the room. How long has the 3DS been around for?
8 years.
Like 2009?
8 or 9 years.
No, not 2009. I was still in grad school.
2010 maybe?
2011,
I worked the retail launch of it.
Because what was it? 2006 was the DS, right?
So
no, the DS was earlier.
Was it?
Early 2000s.
No, because that was the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, man. I did not realize this. That's actually super surprising. So we were all thinking, what, 2009, 10?
Yeah,
I thought 11.
11 was the first 3DS. It's only been out for 7 years.
So it was 2006 or 7 for the DS?
In fact, the 3DS just had its 7th anniversary on February 26th.
So my question is regarding the 3DS. What happens to that handheld now?
It's going to die.
Very slowly.
Here's the thing. Sorry.
Atlas will keep putting games out.
The new 2DS XL is their main console. They stripped it of 3D capabilities. That's it.
So the new games will have it as just anything that... I guess they don't even have to keep it in there, do they? I guess they do have to have a 3D mode.
No.
If they're releasing the game. No?
Which?
Any game that comes out still for the 3DS.
No.
No?
Well, do they have to? No. There are games that out there on the bottom of the front casing that says only plays in 2D. There's also some games that say 3D in some... supported in some modes. Like the Pokemon games, Sun, Moon, Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. The 3D is only in the battles. And maybe cutscenes. But there's not anything in there.
They'll... basically, for that, you have to just look at, let's say, GameFAQs or Wikipedia and look at what's being released in Japan. So if something is coming out this year in Japan, expect it here if it's a decent major title or something from Atlas or NAS America. Mm-hmm. You'll see some of those strategy RPGs trickle out for the next 2-3 years until they're done there, because the localization can take a year.
Mm-hmm.
So don't expect a Mario. Don't expect.
I want to see something from Metroid 4 this year.
That's.
Because they did announce
it
last year.
I don't think we're going to see. I think that game will launch summer 2019.
Because look at what they've got coming. You've got Bayonetta, first party title.
Kirby.
Exactly 1 month later is Kirby.
Yeah.
Exactly 1 month later is Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Yoshi is scheduled for this year as well.
Two months later.
Yoshi is scheduled for this year too.
So yeah. it's May is that. And also, is it May or June is the tennis game?
May, if I'm not mistaken.
So there's two in May.
Yeah.
You've got that. Then what else have you got? Whatever indie titles. Like, the other thing that we forgot to mention is, for the first time, they have indie exclusive titles that people want to play. Golf Story.
Project Octopath Traveler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not indie. That's like a triple.
Well, sorry, yeah, that's Square Enix, my apologies.
Yeah, but I'm saying like digital titles.
Yes.
They've got, the big one was Golf Story. That came out of nowhere. That was one of the reasons I bought the system.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw the trailer for that, I was like, golf RPG? Sure.
What's that other one that just got released on the Switch? Has a single female name.
Single female lawyer.
Celeste?
Fighting for her clients. yes, I think it's called
That's
Celeste.
That's on PS4 as well.
Is it on PS4? I only saw it on the... I hadn't seen it on the PS4 store, but...
But the indie titles, I think, are selling better there. Because these are games that are easily played portable.
Well, they are. And the thing is that, as an indie company, I would understand not wanting to spend the money to do a physical copy.
Yeah.
Like,
Golf Story,
again, is one of those things that will eventually see the ruination of game stores.
But if you
only.
look, a lot of these titles that were released digital are having physical releases now.
Oh, I know.
So you got the NBA game, Overcooked. Most of the titles that were released in the first 6 months are now getting physical releases if they're ones that sold well.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the thing, though. If they sold well, you're not going to see large sales of a physical release. Anyways, that's a whole other topic show.
But still, there's a lot coming out. I think they're loading the first half of the year with most of the things. We might get like two titles in the fall that are Nintendo first party.
It's hard to say because Nintendo.
You'll see a Mario Party this year.
As far as I don't think we're going to see a Mario Party for the Switch this year.
I think they're going to port Smash over.
You think
that would be?
You think they're going to port Smash?
I don't think it'll be.
I don't want them to port Smash.
I think it'll be porting Smash.
I think I actually thought Smash for the Wii U was a bad game.
Or if they are announcing the virtual console, I think we get
all the Smashes.
I think we get Wii U titles.
No, I think we get GameCube Smash.
Melee.
Because
that
they're
would
because,
make the fighting
because they've already confirmed
happen.
That
I loved
they've confirmed that you can use the. Was it the Wii or the Wii U adapter to get GameCube controller support?
You can, yep.
Why else would they do that?
I have two of those adapters.
There's only
that's so excited now.
The only reason they would bother doing that is for Smash.
Well, that's the only thing it was compatible with, Smash. So
they're either... And why would they need to do that
mm-hmm.
for a new Smash game? They could just use Pro Controllers, they could use whatever. They're doing it for virtual console compatibility.
Mm-hmm. I got my wave birds ready to go.
So this is all conjecture and conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
But logically, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, of course, all of this is moot if the Nintendo Labo project, or Labo, I don't know how to pronounce it,
Labo.
Takes out. If Nintendo Cardboard comes and, bowls over all the competition.
I thought it was a joke.
I was...
No, I was super serious.
That cocky that you know you're going to sell stuff. You're basically selling paper to children who are then going to rip and destroy paper. Parents will buy initially and then be extremely mad if you don't replace it all the time for free.
Yeah, the Nintendo...
I'm expecting problems.
Yeah, the Nintendo Direct was announced...
Very much so.
Yeah.
The Direct was announced very, very briefly before the actual presentation of Labo, and they specifically said it was going to be a product marketed towards children and children at heart. And a lot of people still had their expectations really high. It was on different forums. It was on Reddit. It was on Nintendo forums. And people were still expecting stuff like, oh, it's Pokemon. Smash. Oh, it's Pokemon. I'm like, no, it's not going to be those things. And I was still kind of let down. I knew to really temper my expectations and just see, okay, what are they going to come up with now? What's it going to be? Is it going to be something kind of cheeky? And it's extremely cheeky. It's
cheeky in a sense that it's brazen.
It's interesting. I just don't know. That
no one has ever really done before.
Is it $100 interesting?
Not to me.
Yeah, the price point is the problem.
$40, maybe. I think the thing is that, and I really wish that Nintendo had announced this further back last year, so that I might get a look at it beforehand. And they might even still do product demos before, but it's due in April. Eh? It's 4/20.
Right? Yeah.
So
well, that's why. That's why. I know.
420 cardboard blaze it.
Because that's going to go over well.
Yeah.
Although
stepped on it, man.
Although to be fair, though, I expect not kids to have the greatest fun. I expect Reddit and other adult communities to create some really cool things out of it.
People have had hands on. People had hands on for this. Every review I've seen or hands on preview stated they were given between 15 minutes and an hour, depending on their session. And the more complex ones that they give you options for could not be built by an adult within an hour. Parents are going to be fucking pissed that there's all these little parts. They have to watch videos. This is going to be a thing where parents buy it for their kids bitch at them because they can't do it. The parents get fucking mad they got to put it together, and the kids destroy it within a week, and the parents are fucking pissed.
The kids are going to be disappointed by half of it anyway.
It's going to be horrible.
It's Cardboard Connect.
And they are all going to march into every retail store and say, give me my fucking money back. I bought cardboard and it did nothing.
You're going to spend $50 on this thing. You're going to put it together. Okay. You'll spend $100.
It's $79 American. That is $110.
You're going to build some of this shit. You're going to turn in this piece of cardboard and your Joy-Con controller into a bug, which you then have vibrate across the floor slightly. How long is that going to hold the attention of a six-year-old child?
Maybe 20 minutes. Maybe.
And that's
if
it.
You're lucky.
And none of that, to get the whole set of all the cardboard pieces, it is, after taxes, Canadian, $230.
Oh, man.
Half the price of the system. They are also not showing that you get any games physically. I have a feeling this is literally a sealed bag of cardboard with a paper slip to download the game for free.
Oh, so you think there's going to be no physical
I absolutely think there's not going to be any physical game because it has no trade-in value.
You're right, without the cardboard.
It's useless.
Shit.
So they are going to give you a digital code to download it, or Labo, the software, will all be free. And then you've got no, they won't. They would not do that. They're going to make you get
Nintendo,
the code.
Nintendo will monetize anything.
They will make you get the code.
Yeah.
So you are going to be paying $79 for a digital code on a piece of paper that comes inside of a saran wrapped cardboard box collection. And oh, you can make your own. Do you think anybody in their right mind would make more for their kids or buy more? I think it was France or somebody said they're going to have to, their consumer losses, they have to replace it if it breaks within a certain amount of time.
So no, I'm not surprised.
There's going to be cases where they're going to have to, by law, replace them for free. Or even if they start replacing, it's $10 for replacements. Well, what was the point of buying it for $80 in the first place? That's how they're going to get you with buying the software.
Oh, okay. So I understand. Yeah, it's going to be $80 for the cardboard. The or
probably
for the game.
Probably like 10 or 20 bucks.
$20 for the cardboard, and they'll sell cardboard replacement. Oh, Christ. Nintendo!
Anybody working retail, I pity you. Because then in about 6 months, it's going to fail. Japan's going to scratch their head and go, why didn't we get it? Well, that's not how try getting Western audiences to sit down for that amount of time and have patience. It's not going to happen. What works in Japan doesn't necessarily work here.
Patience doesn't work here.
Doesn't? No, not at all.
Yeah, the delay of gratification is not really a thing with American
children. Kids don't hold their toys in high regard and
the toys, the life thing doesn't always work either.
So it's here's the thing, and then they're going to look at this. Parents are going to look at this and go, what was the point of this? And they're going to go back, and it won't adversely affect Switch sales directly. No.
But Nintendo, is not going to make money off of this.
No, and they're going to make money in the first week to month.
Yeah.
If they launched this at Christmas, they would have been smart. But they're not. They're launching it at a time when people don't have extra money to spend. They're launching this at a time.
Yeah, it's an odd launch.
It's not summer, so it's not like a do-it-yourself project for graduating school. Or, yep. You got through grade three, kid. Here you go. This is a thing that I would have wanted as a little kid. I was like 8, got it, and then cried because I would have had regret getting it. And you can't return it.
So you're thinking buyer's remorse is going to be a number one.
Huge. Right? Because you can't, even if it's unfolded, you buy it, you open it, you can't return it.
Yeah.
At all. They will not. It's a video game.
I expect the return policy to be around to be that. With most retailers who carry that, yeah. It will be non-refundable.
This is going to be an abysmal failure. And if I'm wrong, then the rest of the world is so fucked up.
If you're wrong on it, I challenge you to eat one of the Labo boxes.
I've had stomach surgery, so I actually don't think I should do that.
You're probably right.
I will drink an entire bottle of the mint yogurt pop.
Okay, that's
an entire
a good
bottle.
Compromise.
If it's too carbonated, I will have to let it go. I will have to let it go flat because it actually, legitimately, medically, I can't do that.
Right.
That's fair.
But I will drink the entire bottle, and you guys can. You'll have to be there to prove it.
That's
fair.
I think that's pretty fair. But on that note, we've actually unfortunately run out of time today because, well, we're recording this kind of late, and little Christopher has to get to bed.
I need my beauty sleep, and I need a lot of it because I'm pretty freaking ugly.
he's gonna have nightmares about cardboard boxes and
Labo's coming to get you.
I'm going to.
It's going to be a fun time.
Yogurt,
anyway,
soda, soaked cardboard.
What we're hoping to do, just before we sign off, is a housekeeping note. We're hoping to bring the prototype back for sure once a month, so we'll take a look at what's happened in gaming over the past month. And we'll keep it on a fairly consistent release schedule between me, Lee, Christopher, and Alex, in addition to the regular Twig show. So stay tuned next week for Alex's review of Shadow of the Colossus and my review of Dragon Ball Z Fighters. And the premiere of Twig happens next Sunday. Not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday. So stay tuned for that. We have a lot of interesting stuff on the go. So until next time, we have been
Alex.
Follow me on Twitter at Mr. Christopher.
Labo.
I've been Mike the Birdman Dodds and live for your Die Hard. We'll catch you next time with a bag of cardboard you can pay $100.
Oh God, I was just thinking, not only the kids, I was thinking the kids just destroying it. Kids are gonna like drop their, they're gonna touch it with their gross fingers and like
it's gonna get stained.
They're gonna get stained.
They're gonna drop their milk on
it. They're gonna barf. They're gonna pee on it. They're gonna do everything. It's gonna be a nightmare. And parents are gonna return that filth to you.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon. Yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The internet can be your window to the world, or an open door that lets cyber criminals in. Online theft, webcam spying, and identity fraud are all on the rise. But you can stay safe with Kaspersky Lab, the world's most awarded internet security. Kaspersky protects your money, privacy, identity, and data with technology perfected over 20 years. So keep exploring. Kaspersky Lab will keep you safe online. Learn more at Kaspersky.com.